tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
So depressing, just like Eleanor's life.
I have to read the lyrics.
I know. Was There Nothing is the name of the song.
Okay. Because you know.
Yeah.
I wonder if they... Okay. They didn't mention it on the after... After
I don't know. Hey, guys! You have found AfterBuzz TV's The Royals After Show. It is Megan and Fernigan this week. We were just discussing our opening song here. I can do not know how to say the name of this artist. Isagir?
Beats me.
Ah!
That seems
but
good.
The name of the song is Was There Nothing? And Fern and I were talking about when I went to the Royal Hangover taping at E!, Alexandra mentioned that this song was kind of like how she would sum up Eleanor. It's like her favorite song.
And Mark Schwann was like, we use it in episode 8.
Yeah, and then Mark Schwann said, oh, we use it in episode 8, so everyone will get to hear it and see it. So I took note of it in this episode. But I can't remember if that aired during the Royal Hangover or that was something like cut out. Since they taped for an hour and a half, and it was a half-hour show.
Right.
So.
I want to read the lyrics if she said that explains her.
That's yeah. What a beautiful
Will
song.
Do.
Very like Bon Iver.
Very nice.
Well, another awesome episode this week. Did we even introduce ourselves? Hey, guys. It's Megan Stecker. That's Fern Roney.
We just want to get right into it.
I know, right? She's back. Yay.
Hi.
How was your Christmas and New Year's?
It was really good. Yeah.
Happy New Year. Lots of family time. Happy New Year to you, doll.
Lots of family time. Yeah.
Good.
But I missed it here, and I missed... being here for the best episode ever.
So tell me everything.
Oh,
how you felt about it.
I was just so satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I was so satisfied that there were so many answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the answer to Domino. I love that it's a woman.
Yep.
That it involved romance.
Mm-hmm.
That the king loved this woman. And the little brother called her Domino. It all came together. And I was so satisfied.
Yes. Well, I said to the girls last week, I was like, you guys realize Fern's prediction was 100% right. And I knew, and I'm sitting here being like, okay, well, I can't tell you what you're right or wrong.
What was my prediction?
You said, I think Domino is a person, and I think they're from a rival family, and they're the ones who, like, took out... I can't remember what you said about after that, but you you were like, Domino is a person from a rival family, and I was like...
oh, my God, I'm like... psychic. I didn't even know it.
Well, you're just great at predictions, Fern. Even though you think you're not great at it, you're really
not.
Great.
Oh, okay. Ugh. And I love, like, I think I was thinking another royal family, like Sweden or something. I wasn't thinking a romantic rival with the queen, which is just so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
But it was like aristocratic rival.
Yeah.
So it was, Queen Helena's contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
It was another girl in the elite crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to, who was it going to be? He was in love with not Helena.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it was all, so many of the things that they did made sense. Like, now it made sense to me that her family's, there was Black Friday. The family's business went under.
Yes.
She had to become queen to save the family.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
So
and this episode
good.
Was, I mean, last week was the superstar, but
this week
is pretty good,
again,
too.
Great. And I feel like just so different than our normal episodes where we're constantly questioning and it's moving so fast. This one not moving so fast like last week. And some more answers.
Yeah.
A lot more answers.
Yes.
These two episodes have really rocked our world.
Both very satisfying.
We are discussing Season 2, Episode 8, Be All My Sins Remembered.
We can't help ourselves.
I know, we're just getting right into it. We're doing everything backwards tonight. The episode kind of was laid out a little differently. We kind of keep overlapping events as they're happening to different characters
yeah.
at the same time. So we kind of open with Liam's, when he's doing a little monologue to the camera phone, and then we flash back to the beginning of all the events. Mm-hmm. So, the queen, we opened with Cyrus is straddling the queen with a sword to her neck with all intents to probably slice her head off, claiming, you know, what have you done with Violet? And I don't think he's wrong for accusing her.
No. Or her, yeah. I don't think he was wrong for accusing her.
I love how his makeup was insane. Like, he looked like a straight, coked up, drugged out.
Yes.
Been up all night.
He's a genius actor. I think he's great.
So great. Like, him in person was cool.
Yeah, what did he look like?
Because he was, shorter than I thought he would be, and, thinner than I thought he would be. Because he gets so many close-ups, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell what someone really looks like.
Because I don't picture him short or skinny.
Yeah, and he's a little less, how Cyrus is so prim and proper and a little bit effeminate.
Yeah.
He's not... like that, exactly.
So he's an even better actor than
yeah,
I thought.
He's a more laid-back guy than that.
Yeah. Huh.
He was really
he's phenomenal.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was really... Yeah.
And he looked younger in person.
Oh. Hmm.
It's so much dark lighting and such harsh close-ups on the show that I think seeing him in person, it's like, oh, hi, it's you. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not so
but
intense.
They do a great makeup job. Like, he looked...
Yeah.
Right, his,
he looked insane.
He's, red in the right places to look
right.
And,
like yeah. all of the red in his what do you call this? The waterline, mm-hmm. like the inside of your eyelid. There,
yeah.
I was like, wow, how did they do that? Yeah. Like it looked like it was red little veins, not
right. I don't think he's method acting by actually doing coke and getting.
No, I don't think so.
So yeah, they know what they're doing.
They were speaking of. At the Royal Hangover taping, they were speaking of how when in the drinking scene, when he had to throw the glass, he was practicing with the real glass prop, which was crystal lead or lead crystal, whichever order right. those two words go in, which is very heavy. And then they replaced it with an exact replica made out of sugar. So it was like a candy. He was calling it a candy glass. So it's a glass made out of sugar so that it will easily shatter when you throw it. And no one will get, it's not real glass and no one will get
right.
hurt. And then he accidentally threw it way off. He had been practicing getting ready to throw it with the heavy one. He goes to throw the light one, doesn't realize it's like a little light fake
yeah.
glass that they had replaced it with, and accidentally hit the actress who plays Violet.
Oh, no.
Kelsey or Keely or something. Hit her right in the chest.
Oh, God.
And she didn't know it was a fake glass either, so she was standing there horrified.
Oh, my God.
I just thought it was the funniest story.
How much fun is it to be an actor and get to throw things and act like a lunatic?
You know what I think? I would be a terrible actress, except I think I actually could play like a bitchy character on a soap opera.
Yes.
I really think I could, because whenever I've had to do like basic acting things or improv things, I am so over the top silly like that.
Right.
Like so like the evil drama bitch from, you know, Days of Our Lives. Like I could do that, I think.
Right.
It's just fun.
So fun. It must be so fun to play the Duchess.
Oh, my God, yes.
I think she's enjoying it every second. She's so good.
It's so her. It's so who she's always been in TV pop culture.
Yes.
And to just, like, walk right back into it,
yes.
I think she's got to be having
Carrington
the most
fun. Again.
Yes. And she's got to be having the most fun. It just comes so natural to her.
Yes.
I love it.
She's awesome. I love when she smashed the 15th century imperial vase over her
yes!
head.
Yes! So that's how they break up the fight. So she overhears the squabbling. Actually, when we go to the next scene and are seeing it from a different perspective and retracing steps, she actually did see Cyrus stomp by with the sword of state on his way to go get ready to maybe chop off the queen's head. So she knew what was coming mm-hmm. and very calmly walked into the bedroom and knocked him out with the vase.
Mm-hmm. And said, people are trying to sleep.
Yes. That was great. People
She's
are
awesome.
Sleeping. So we do see Cyrus immediately when he wakes up from being passed out, calls Price mm-hmm. to talk about it. He's like, I can't believe that they did this to me and Violet's missing and I know it was them.
Mm-hmm.
They're in on it together. The funny thing about this episode is I feel like everything is so obvious, whereas we constantly were guessing and guessing and guessing and who's telling the truth and who's lying and we don't know enough.
Right.
Now that we know so much, everything seems so obvious. Do
so
you
like
feel
when
that
he
way?
Was talking to Ted, it's like, of course they can.
Yeah.
Either the queen or the duchess, one of them.
Right.
Both of them. Who knows? But she's probably gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was obvious. But I still feel like even when things are obvious, I'm still questioning because nothing is straightforward on this show and everybody turns out to be something they're not. So I just never know.
Yeah.
Even if it is straightforward, I'm still wondering.
Right. I feel the same way. It's like as soon as you decide on something, you're like, okay, they've told us it's XYZ, so now finally we know it's XYZ. Right.
And I'm like particularly conscious of when they're alone and when they're in their own thoughts, because then I'm like, then it's genuine. Mm-hmm. So I think Cyrus really did love Violet because he's dreaming of her, and you know, when he's alone, he's upset without her. And I think Ted really did, we can get to this, but I think he really did kill the king because in his dream, the wife says,
okay,
right, you know,
that's such a good point.
So I'm never usually aware of that stuff, but I am in this show because I'm like, what's real?
Right.
At least we know when they're alone, their real thoughts.
Right. What a good point. I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You're a genius, Fern.
Genius, and I'm a psychic.
You're having a great week.
Who knew?
So we do see when Cyrus calls Price, when we revisit it from Price's point of view, he's woken up from dreaming about his wife.
Right.
And he was having a very, like, seductive dream. Right. I guess they're about to do it. I guess he really misses her in that way. Yeah. More ways than one.
Yeah. He's like, can we go back to the old dream?
Right. But she's speaking to him in a very rude manner, which I don't think we've seen her be so nasty to him.
I was like, this is a different side of her.
Right. So basically, this is him beating up on himself.
Right.
But I'm wondering what happened right before that, you know, what happened that night that's making him talk to himself so negatively through her ghost.
Right.
But she says, people kill people all the time around here. And in reference to Jasper, he's complaining about Jasper prying into the king's disappearance that evening in particular. And she's saying, well, maybe he knows it was you.
Right.
So that's what you're talking about as far as like alone with their thoughts.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, like you were saying, like, I don't know whether to trust it or not, though.
Right. I know.
Because we looked at each other screening it and we're like, wait, do we just take that at face value? That's it? Like, done deal? It's him?
Right. I don't know.
I know.
But with this show, who knows? But it could be a twist that when she said, does he know it's you? Maybe it's him blaming himself. That he somehow, he didn't kill him, but theoretically he killed him. He got him killed or had him killed or it was his fault that he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
I feel like there's always a way out. Like there's always, if anything looks definitive, there's always a way to get around saying that didn't really happen.
Right.
Like in our favorite daytime soap operas. It's
right.
Like, well, they're dead. Well, they're not anymore. And here's why. They're always leaving themselves an out over there at the Royals. So we also see Eleanor and Mr. Hill bond over. He's being very, very kind to her. And he puts her drugs away and cleans up her room. Which I'm not sure what significance that had. But we do see them later.
Yeah.
Have their moment.
Yeah. He's such a father figure, and he wants the best for her. Mm-hmm. People are always using her. She's always getting her heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever real with her, except for Liam. And I feel like this might be the one friend she needs who's being kind to her and being a good influence and being like, clean yourself up and feel things for real and move forward. So I think he's told her, find a friend, and I think he might be that friend.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But if he turns out to be evil, I'll be so upset because I love him. And I love the actor. I think he's adorable.
I know. Yeah. He has the best lines. I was saying they write the best lines for him. Like, that comedy is so hard to write.
Yes.
The way he delivers his snarkiness to her is perfection.
Yes.
I will be devastated as well if he's not a good guy.
They have awesome dialogue.
I want him to be the one character that stays pure, just like the king.
Yeah.
Just like King Simon.
I hope so. I love the exchange when she said, are you here to, you know, betray me or whatever? She made a list.
Are you here to use me or sleep with my mom? Or yes.
And he's like, that wasn't my original intent.
What was it? Betray me, dominate me, or sleep with my mother?
Yes.
It's like, this girl has had a rough few months, rough year.
The poor thing.
Oh, my goodness. So Liam, shortly thereafter, enters the room and has the photo. And is wanting to kind of confront Helena or get the ball rolling with questions. And Eleanor's like, you know what? I actually kind of have mom's back right now. Let me go do a little digging myself. I don't want to ruin the great day we had together. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the queen has just exited the bedroom. For the mess with Cyrus is still all over the bed. He's in there passed out with a vase broken all over his head. And Eleanor's like, you're acting really shifty. So she doesn't believe her mom when she says she doesn't know who's in the picture. Mm-hmm. And she's pissed and goes right back to Liam and says, what did she, killed the bitch or something?
Yeah. I think she said the bitch did it.
Oh, the bitch did it. Yeah.
I think.
God, I felt so bad for her in that
moment. I know. Like, just when she thought, I mean, it does sort of come full circle at the end, but just when she thought she was getting somewhere with her mother, she gets her heart broken again. Mm-hmm. It's not just guys who break her heart or girls or...
Right.
The poor thing. Yeah. It's but I loved how this episode ended.
Me too.
Yeah.
To kind of vindicate them. Well, the kids, the twins, confront... I love when Eleanor's crying and she's like, so when do we question our murderous mother or something? I was like...
Our homicidal mother or something like that, yeah.
Are just like the best delivery and like crying and... So they do actually confront her. And lo and behold, this is like shocker of all shockers. We get the confession from the Duchess.
Yes.
She walks in. They're convinced Helena has murdered Domino by poisoning the horse all those years ago. Mm-hmm. And the Duchess comes right in and is like, I did it. Calm down, everybody.
I was like, oh.
I know.
All right. We have an answer.
What a great moment. Ugh, really good shockers in this episode. So... It's kind of not out of left field that she did it.
Right.
You felt like it was really Helena's family, but now we know specifically it was the Duchess.
It was shocking and she's satisfying. Beautiful. He was like, I did it.
Right.
Yes.
And that we can cut Helena a break.
Yeah.
Like we thought that Helena was Duchess level evil, but now we know she has half of an icy heart, not a whole icy
heart. She's not perfect, but she's not her mother. Her mother is the real evil
she's
queen.
Kind of been drugged into this lifestyle of having to stay on the throne because of her mother. So we get that answer. And then also the Duchess alludes to Violet being gone, saying out of the way to the queen right after.
She says, I hope she's okay.
Right.
So she definitely didn't have anything to do with it. She does have a heart.
Right.
And the queen is, I mean, the Duchess is.
So they get in a big screaming match, which we've never seen.
No.
Helena usually always just obeys the Duchess, whatever she says, which I've been not sure why she ever listened to her mother when she's the queen, but she's had enough. She's screaming, it's always been on me, but now it's going to be on you, Mom. And then the twins discuss sending her to jail for it. They're like, well, what do we do? Like, they're at a crossroads of, we're the only two good eggs around here. What are we going to do about this mess? We were never supposed to be here in the first place.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're like, well, if our mother's family had never killed Domino, we wouldn't even be here in this mess. And how do we right this wrong? Which I think is setting us up for a really great last few episodes of the season.
I think so, too. And they're such satisfying... I keep using that word, but they're such good main characters to root for because despite all of the evil, like you said, that their lives have been built on murder, they're so good. Maybe it's from their father. Maybe they really are the king's kids. Maybe it's genetic that they're so... have such a sense of justice. They're not a spoiled... You know, they're spoiled in their own ways, but they have such a sense of wanting to do the right thing, and it's easy to root for them now. I love it.
Me too.
I love
it. Because it's some weeks it is hard to root for them. Some weeks they're up to their worst.
Yes.
And they've brought it totally full circle to where they're our heroes again.
Yes.
Yes. They're the heroes of the story again.
Like at the end with the video, which I know we'll get to.
I know.
But it's like, yes, they're really good and they want to do the right thing and this is awesome.
God, I'm so excited for next week.
So
we also see Price telling Cyrus that all indications of sadly enough, all indications of Violet is probably dead. They found her car. They found blood in the car. It looks like foul play. So, as we suspected, crazy enough this episode, things are going as suspected, right. Which is out of the ordinary enough. And it looks like they're looking for a body, not a missing person. So, I think Cyrus really has had it and kind of snaps at this point. Mm-hmm. Not snaps in the gets out the sword again kind of way, but is really over it.
Yeah.
And is really ready to take the women to task.
Yeah. And he's legitimately had his heart broken now.
Yeah.
Which I never thought he had any feelings.
I know.
And I thought he just liked to, I thought he was so, you know, just disgusting mm-hmm. in his own way. Drugs mm-hmm. and just, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for, but he...
An animal. He's an animal.
He's an animal. Seriously. And then he falls in love. It's all about love in the show. And really gets hurt mm-hmm. and is now, yeah.
It's strange to me that he was so calm, that he's mm-hmm. that actually having his heart broken calmed him mm-hmm. rather than he's so full of rage usually.
Yeah.
To me, he seems full of rage.
So now he's just quietly determined.
Mm-hmm. And he's presented with the locket, which is apparently what Violet was going to bring him when she wanted to leave to go home and get the thing that was going to calm him down.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's what that locket. So when he said, I found this in the car, some personal effects, that locket that must be what she had gone home for.
And a genius.
I'm assuming that the pictures inside were both of her.
Or it could be her and Prudence, because I still feel like there's more to her. Right? It could be.
True.
I don't know. Or it could be just a sister who's going to come back and raise hell.
Oh, good one.
Who knows?
Fern, you're so smart.
Who knows?
You're so smart. But what did the back say? Because I missed that.
I think it said, I love you to the moon and back.
I love you to the moon and back. Okay. I was looking down to take a note, and I looked up, and I was like, what does that say? And I missed it. So
I think I love you to the moon and back.
Is that what they were saying?
I don't know. It should have had... I don't think so. Because I'd never heard that before. Because I say that to my nephew.
Well, you know what the point is.
That's why I remembered it.
And the point is that he was desperately waiting for her to say, I love you back to him.
Yes.
Which she really specifically never did say, mm-hmm. I love you. She had said, of course I do. But she never said, I love
those
you.
Words.
So to get that on the locket was kind of like the final kiss. Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay. Ugh. Now it all makes sense.
And now I actually feel sorry for him for 5 minutes.
For once.
Oy vey. Well, Cyrus talks to Liam about the whole ordeal and says that all these monarchies and countries and everyone, every empire is built on blood, mm-hmm. which is so true. I mean, you think about how this country was founded mm-hmm. and it's nothing but war and slaying mm-hmm. people. And he ends the conversation even after Liam walks out of the room with, they always take the good ones,
mm-hmm.
which made me so sad.
Yeah, and I think it really sunk in mm-hmm. for Liam.
Because hadn't they said that before about Simon and Robert
mm-hmm.
in a different episode? They had said that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always take the good ones. Did the Duchess say it about, or no, did the Queen say it about their two deaths? Someone said it about,
I don't know.
Simon,
look it up.
Simon and Robert's
deaths.
Yeah. Ay vey. They always take the good ones. Well, God, I hope they don't kill Liam and Eleanor.
I know, because he was saying a younger, faster king coming to take what he has.
Yeah.
So Liam's probably thinking, he's going to kill me.
Well,
and thinking, I can't, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm better than this, and we have to right this wrong.
Right. It's a poignant scene for the fact that it seems like, okay, is Cyrus threatening Liam? Don't mm-hmm. come for me. Or are they both kind of in an I give up phase?
Yeah,
because they
like
both are
despair.
Emotionally in an I give up phase.
Mm-hmm.
But is Cyrus in an I'll give up the crown moment? I don't think so.
No, right.
Do you think that conversation was like a warning to Liam?
It felt like it in those words, but then it also felt like it was just like we're part of something that's built on mm-hmm. not such good things. And
mm-hmm.
they both kind of are just like having a realization, like kind of like despair. Like mm-hmm. this is, he said something about being on the inside, being king isn't what you think it is.
Right, right, right.
So I think they're both having,
And he's like, be glad I took it away from you.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I don't know where all this is leading down a dark path. Liam sits down with the queen. This is like a crazy day at this point. It's like everyone's sulking in their bedrooms and slowly just wandering around the palace, visiting each other, having these conversations at this point. So Liam tells the queen to deal with her mother. Mm-hmm. And he says, deal with your homicidal mother, which I loved, or homicidal. I loved the delivery of that line. But we really see how frightened the queen is of her. She's basically a prisoner of her mother. She said, we don't know what that, keep your voice down because we don't know what that crazy woman will do next.
Yes.
Like, who knows who she's coming after next? Which, God, I mean.
And they had such a good conversation. Like, he said, was any of it worth it? And she said, I got my children out of it. And he's like, and then you deny her legitimacy.
Right. Boom. She was a liar. She's like, my children were the one good thing I did or whatever.
Yes.
No, you're a liar.
Yes.
You had them declared illegitimate as if they were to be tossed out. Like, get out of here.
And this was all for, because the Duchess wanted to be someone. And then he brings up Violet. And then she says, is that what she says? Be quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, she's so afraid of her.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
He then threatens her when he's leaving, saying if anything comes up about Domino, he won't lie. Mm-hmm. Meaning he and Eleanor are just ready to blow the lid off this whole thing. They're just ready to give up on this whole monarchy business.
She said, I think they killed Robert and your father. And he says he knows they didn't. But who did, and why are they using Domino's name?
Good point, because right after the king was stabbed in season one, we see the Domino flag drop as like the season ender.
Yes.
So it's confusing why Domino showed up to show their power or their stance or whatever as soon as the king had been murdered.
Right.
Maybe like a you deserved this kind of a moment.
Like, we know what you did and you deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
But why are they using her name as the... Who are they and why are they using Domino's name to get back at them? I don't know.
Oh, man.
To be answered.
To be continued. Eleanor has her sweet moment with James, with Hill. So she finally guesses his secret. After all this time... he has a daughter, so he's raising his niece after the tragic death of his brother and brother's wife. Mm-hmm. And Eleanor makes a comment that is so obviously about herself, something about, you've come to save a wayward girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he says yes, and he opens up about his story about his niece and raising his niece. And then he kind of says, so yes, I've taken this job to save a wayward girl. Meaning... Eleanor, I'm here to help you too.
You too.
It was
so sweet.
It's like she finally has King Simon back in her life in a way.
I know. I loved it. And then she puts the drugs away when he leaves.
I know. He made such a good impression on her that like she was going to go get high and shoves them all away again. And you know what? It's the thing. It's such a daddy thing for her because she wanted to be better for her dad. And because he's being so kind to her, no matter what behavior he's seen in her, he's not disappointed with her and he's not taking advantage of her. She's wanting to be better, just like she wanted to be better for her dad. She wanted to be a better person.
Exactly.
It's so good. So Liam has Dominique over. We're winding down to what's happening in the end, and we start going back quicker where we're used to the piece. It's usually like this, where you're bouncing back and forth between conversations between two people very quickly. So we're bouncing back and forth between Liam has Dominique over, takes her through the secret passages and into the palace, and he's showing her around saying, you know what, I'm sorry, this probably should have all been yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you weren't, you know, if my family didn't do to your family what they did, you would live here. This would be yours.
Right.
Which I never thought of, because I wouldn't think of her as the niece living at the palace, but it makes sense. Like,
I'm sure
could have taken in...
I'm sure there's a lot of bedrooms. They probably all live there.
Yeah.
That would be like the queen having a brother, a sister, and their kids living there. They probably do.
Being extended royals must have a lot of great benefits.
Yeah.
So they're talking, and she says, you know, you seem so much different than what the world has seen of you. And there's so many PR people controlling your message and your image. Like, why don't you show me and the world, and if not the world, at least my dad, who you really are?
Which makes me think, it just makes me think that she was probably assigned to kill him, or Domino, or whoever, Domino, you know, to kill him, and then she kind of got to know him, because she said, I saw you, and you didn't seem like such a bad guy. Mm-hmm. So he was probably the next one, supposed to be the next one, and she intervened because she must have felt like he's a good one. That's what I think happened.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
You know what I'm thinking of now? Like, who else is in Domino? Like, it can't just be the brother and his daughter.
Right.
You know?
Like, and so there was that guy who was telling Eleanor that your brother was killed. Remember last season? That guy was like, your brother was killed.
Yes, yes, yes. The one at the very end. So, the Jasper and Eleanor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So who's he and how's he related and how does he know them? So maybe we'll find that out. Because
love it.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it turns out that Price had Robert killed and killed the king, I'm going to die. It's going to be so bad.
Ophelia's dad.
Ugh.
It's got to be a good one. When I was confused when Liam was walking her through the tunnels and he's like, how did he know about the tunnels and the whatever? Mm-hmm. Who were they talking about? Her uncle?
I think they're talking about when they kidnapped Liam. Oh, no, they took him back to the park. Took him to the park. But then he said, how did your dad know about the tunnels and the park and the
so
tunnels?
So it was the dad. Okay. So maybe the dad, like, planted... Because there have been so many symbols of Domino, so maybe he planted it.
You know, I was confused about when he said, how did you know about the tunnels? Because the park makes sense. Like, the park is a public place, right. And Liam was dumped in the park, but what did the tunnels have to do with it? They never dragged him through any tunnels.
Right.
They grabbed him off the side of the road, and then they left him in a park.
Right.
So how does he know that Dominique's uncle knew about the tunnels?
Right, I don't
know.
What
are we missing?
We're missing something.
We're missing a
piece.
It'll
all become clear at some point. Sure.
Either we're missing a piece or everyone's missing
a piece. Because I feel like there have been symbols of Domino, like the burning on the lawn. So maybe he had to get into the palace to be able to do that. I don't know.
Oh, okay,
I don't
okay. know. Good point.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
If he is the one who's giving these symbols, because they're saying it wasn't us. We didn't kill him. So maybe they're, like, just reminding them of what they did, but not being the ones who killed Robert and the king. I don't know.
Oy vey.
More questions.
Was so confused. So the queen and the duchess have a showdown. Queen's over it. She says, I'm taking your title, your stipend, and your staff. So basically she's rendering her a commoner again, which is so stinking major. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where she got these balls from to being terrified that her mother could kill someone at any moment. And then... deciding that she's strong enough to take it all away.
Was it before or after Liam had the tape go public, the video?
Before.
Oh. Because it would make sense if it was after. She was like, all right, now I'm going to do good, too.
But it was before. Okay. I mean, he was taping it kind of while she was giving in the episode. So the best part is that Cyrus surprises them. Basically, the Duchess confesses to foul play with Violet. So another murderous confession. It's so insane.
She was woman, she's just a maid.
Woman is a homicidal maniac. Mm-hmm. And then the best, like the almost as good as the revelation of Domino last week. We have Prudence back. Cyrus pushes back the door. And it's pregnant Prudence. And he's like, I didn't get the engagement ring out for Violet, you idiots. This woman is pregnant with my son, who's the next heir to the throne. You killed the wrong maid, bitch.
That's the best. That should have been the title of the episode.
Oh, my God. Killed it. I know, right? Well, I guess it's not a line from Hamlet, so. Kill the wrong maid, bitch. Oh, my God. So good. Were you freaking out when that happened?
Yes. It was another awesome
moment. Were you like, oh, but I'm not surprised, though, because I kind of saw it coming?
No, I was surprised. I was like, oh, okay.
I was surprised because I really did think he was proposing to Violet.
I really did, too, but I thought that he changed... Like, I thought he twisted it to marry someone to get back at the Duchess.
Okay.
Like, I thought he really did, really was going to marry Violet.
Oh.
And then when the Duchess had her killed, he was like, no, no, no. I'm going to marry, I might as well marry Prudence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And still piss her off.
I thought this has been in the works for a while since the episode where he showed up after, I think it was right after he crashed the car into the monument for King Simon.
Okay.
Was it that episode? Maybe it was right before that. But he showed up at her door like, are you sure it's a boy?
Yeah.
I think this has been in the works for a long time.
Okay. So maybe he really loved Violet but was just going to have a mistress like they all
right.
did.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. A chick on the side.
Yeah. It's very royal.
Oh, my goodness. So Eleanor and the queen have a sweet moment again. And she tells her mother she deserves sympathy. She gives her back the Duchess's earrings, which have been returned to her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that scene when the earrings fell out. I was like, oh.
I know.
Jasper. All right.
Sweet
you did good.
Jasper. And he kissed, she, Eleanor kisses the queen on the cheek.
This scene was so monumental because they have been at each other's throats since the beginning of this show. And for once, Eleanor sees things from her mother's side. Mm-hmm. And it was a really, I thought, a huge scene when she was like, no one has lost more than you.
Mm-hmm.
But for once, she's seen it from right. the queen's side.
For them to have 2 days in a row where they're being kind to each other has never happened
never.
In this series. And not greeting each other with really distasteful remarks.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that Eleanor went from thinking that her mom was a murderer in the morning to in the evening apologizing and saying that her mom deserves sympathy and wanting to keep that like good day thing on a roll was major.
It was when she said, I could have cried when she said your mother was wrong about you and diamonds. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
It was, really good.
I thought it was funny how she was like, you know what? She just kept dumping diamonds on me. This whole time I loved Gran. All she was doing was throwing all these diamonds at me to, like, buy my love.
There's always a theme with diamonds and Eleanor.
Diamonds
the big diamond broke her heart because they were...
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Fern. You catch all the little things. You're so smart.
So do you. You catch things that I'm like...
Well, good thing we're here together.
I had, like, for instance, I had no idea Ted was spying on them. I didn't
get that. Oh, my God. So what the heck is he doing spying on everyone out of the floral arrangements?
I didn't get that.
I mean, he's a dirty bastard at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, something's going on. His wife's ghost is accusing him. His wife's ghost slash his own thoughts are accusing him of killing the king. Domino's brother is accusing him of killing the king. And he doesn't want Jasper spying around, finding out the truth about who killed the king, and he's spying on the family in the floral arrangements. How original. I mean, he's a dirty dog at this point, no?
Yeah, major.
I feel like something's going on. I feel like it's all going to be figured out that he's not
We
think is going on.
I hope so. I hope it's revealed that the king made him kill him. Like, said, like, Ted, you have to do it. No one else can do it. I need to die. Something like that. Some noble reason. There has to be. Ted can't be bad.
I wonder if Ted's covering up for someone else for some reason.
Yeah.
Like if it was someone else, if it was somehow innocent, if... I don't know. If it was just a random mugging and he thought it would be good for the country to mourn over the king...
Something.
I don't know.
There has to be some reason.
We don't want to give up on him maybe being a good guy.
I know. I don't want to give up on him. Exactly.
I mean, he was such a good guy last season. And he's Ophelia's dad, for God's sake.
Right.
I can't take it if another good guy has gone bad.
I think it has to be something, some noble reason that we'll learn.
I mean, I think what we've learned to this point in season 2 is that... Everyone has a redeeming quality so far, except for the Duchess.
Her redeeming quality is she's funny. She's got great lines.
She's a fabulous addition to the story. It's her redeeming
Maybe
quality.
Maybe Ted is spying on them to frame the Duchess.
Maybe the Duchess killed the king. I don't know, just to get the queen on the throne. Because he was trying to dismantle the monarchy. Maybe she's like, add it to the list. I'm on a roll.
Do you think she's doing the actual killing, or does she have...
No. She's an old lady.
She's spry enough.
She's elderly.
I'm sure Violet could have taken her. Yeah.
I don't know. You never know. She puts the booze in the coffee in the morning and or in the tea in the morning and goes about it. I don't know. Well, we end the episode with Liam uploading the video, the little monologue he gives all about, like, I don't know if my family is good or bad. We're kind of a normal family, but we're kind of not. And, like, everything needs to get better. Things need to change. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was kind of confused about everything he said. I'm like, well, I don't know how any of this is news to the people. Like,
right.
I don't...
Tell us something we don't
know. I feel like he's actually been very honest and very open to the country, yeah. Even though the character, Dominique's character, is saying to the contrary. I only know you as your PR people. Yes. Like, when he showed up in front of his dad's memorial, that was raw, real Liam. Like, I don't know.
She was wrong about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I loved what he said. I loved that he said... good people have been lost along the way, and good people lost their way, and they showed the Queen's face at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was wonderful. So I feel like he's saying, we're going to make it right. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, just say it to my father, but we see that it was public.
Right. So it looks like they put it up on
YouTube.
Okay. And we get to see Eleanor watching it, and a comment comes up, hashtag King Liam. Which makes me so excited.
Yay.
But all that's going to do for us is pit Cyrus and Liam against each other again. And we already have an heir in line, Cyrus's male heir. So the only thing to be done is to clear up the paternity. And maybe the queen, I'm getting into a prediction. Here we go. Maybe the queen. Oh, wait.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Maybe the queen is in such a place at this very moment that she's willing to, like, side with the kids, stop worrying about being queen, and maybe she would want to let Liam become king, because it would be less crazy than having Cyrus be king, and she could still be taken care of.
Right.
You know, she'd be taken care of as a royal for the rest of her life.
And maybe she just has a change of heart and is like, this is the right thing to do.
I mean,
he would be the best king.
True. And she's incapacitated her mother, which was really, I think, what was holding her back and keeping her working with Cyrus and covering up the domino thing all these years.
Yes.
Gosh, it's so hard to peel through the layers.
We see Liam punching Jasper next week, but I'm still wondering why Jasper's even employed.
I know. Well, here's the thing. They waited all this time for Eleanor's finally going to rat him out for what he did, which is amazing. Which is amazing that they waited this long. And we see Liam go apeshit on him, so it's
exciting. But I have a feeling he's still going to stay around.
Me too. I think he's going to be kicked.
Me.
Here's what I think. I think he's going to be kicked out of the palace. He's going to go into overdrive doing detective work, trying to find out the king's murderer.
Yes.
I think he and Mr. Hill are going to be working together.
Yes. And they're going to solve it.
And maybe Mr. Hill is still working for Scotland Yard. Who knows?
Oh, I have another long-term prediction.
Go ahead.
In an effort to set it right, I think Liam's going to fall in love with the niece and marry her and become king, and she'll be queen. And then it'll be as it always should have been.
Oh, my God. What if they had a fun little quickie elopement or something? That'd be so great.
Right?
Also next week, Price tells Jasper to stop digging. So we still don't know what's up with Price. I'm so upset about this. He still looks like a bad guy.
Yeah.
Ugh, Jasper's going to have a tough week next week, but I love him so much this season. I can't wait for him to be on the episode. Yes, I missed him this episode.
Me too.
Well, we do have one big, exciting piece of news for you big Royals fans, you Loyals. Oh, God, I keep forgetting to wait for, our intros. Where did I put this story? Well, look, the Royals is renewed for season 3. As
Yay!
Of just a few hours ago, it was announced today. Season 3 will be happening, thank God. Yay. And all the Loyals rejoice.
The Loyals, yes.
Hashtag King Liam.
Yes.
I'm so excited because if we got the news that this was canceled, I would just cry and then...
No, that would be wrong.
And then not
That'd
even...
That would be a travesty.
I would be crying in my... I would bring booze next week. Oh, my God. Anything else, Vern? Any other predictions?
I don't know. So it's another good episode. I love that this show has really finally hit its stride.
Yes. I mean, the past two episodes...
Good.
are just beyond.
I liked it last season, and I liked it first, you know, this season too. But the past few, even the past few, I would say, I'm like, all right, it's hit its stride.
I think as the fans and viewers, we're finally getting what we've been waiting for, and it's felt like such a long wait. So it's just beyond right now. It's such good writing right now. It's such good pacing. The way that these two episodes have been so different than the the how it's normally presented has just been everything. So I can't wait for next week. I think we only have 2 weeks to go. Think next week and the week after are our final two episodes for this season. As far as I've seen on the schedule, we only have two more. So I don't know. I would love to have.
Oh no!
I would love to have four more.
Yeah,
but
me too. Oh,
we'll see.
Well, it's been a good one.
It's been a good one. We're excited.
Tweet us. We love hearing from you.
Hashtag season three. Woohoo! Okay, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Fur, where can we... What did I just call you? Fur? Fern. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really tired. I got like 3 hours of sleep last night. Where can we find you on social media, doll?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay. And I have a book that's going to be released in April, the story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who is guided in her dreams by her dead Italian grandparents. It's called Better in the Morning. Follow me for release information.
Guys, this is Megan Stecker. You can follow me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecker. Also, I did a spotlight on today with Pastor Rich Wilkerson, star of Oxygen's show Rich in Faith, which airs Wednesday nights at 10, 9 central. It was a great hour-long interview. You guys can find it on AfterBuzz's YouTube channel as well as AfterBuzz's iTunes. I'm losing my mind. I didn't get enough sleep.
Just Google Spotlight on Rich.
Yeah, Rich Wilkerson Jr. It should come right up. But guys, check that out. And we will see you next week for another episode of the Royals After Show. Bye.
Bye. Rich, Mary.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz later. Oh my.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.